Declan Byrne from the Kilbally Coast Community Programme. Declan, good morning and welcome to the programme.
Hi, how are you doing?
Declan, I would presume that from the title of the organisation, it is based in Kilbarrick. Now, for those who know absolutely nothing else other than that, tell us about what the organisation does, please.
Great stuff. So, over 20 years ago, the community set up the programme because drug addiction was becoming a serious issue in the area. So, the initial services were drugs rehabilitation, helping people. But over the years, the services have massively expanded. So there's community counselling, kind of looking into the future in the hope that people don't go down that route. There's a very active youth project called Youth Matters. And then around 10 years ago, we identified kind of a change in kind of drug patterns in the area, and that a lot of young people starting out, kind of alcohol, but then moving swiftly on to cannabis. So we set up a project. It took us a while to get funding, and it's called the Reach Out Project. 18 to 25-year-old young people whose primary addiction is cannabis. So we also do parent support program, we do a recovery program, we do community counselling. Before the COVID, we did child and toddler group here every week. We've supported the local recycled teenagers there, elderly people in the community that used to come here every week for social gatherings, and then also a female-only recovery group. So other than that, we do nothing.
Yeah, that's... I was just going to ask, what do you do after lunch on a Monday? If
that's
tell me this, Declan, and listen to you there. And by the way, can I commend you and everybody down there for the work you're doing? Because you have undoubtedly saved countless lives. And I would also think that you have probably steered many more people onto a better path in life than what they were on when you, if you'll pardon the expression, got your hands on them first. But I would imagine, Declan, that with the best will in the world, you would not have people within your community who could fulfill all the requirements of the group. So you would have had to look outside your own local network there for specialist services to help you. So where did you go looking for those, Declan?
So I sometimes get very depressed with how the services respond and that. But the best bit of good news in the last 10 years was the government-funded service called SASI, Substance Abuse Services specific to youth. Because if somebody takes up using drugs, if you can intervene with them at the earlier date, then the success rate really increases. So they operate from our premises every Monday afternoon. But if you say if you're didn't want to be seen coming in here, it can be arranged for you to be seen in town or that. So prior to that, we'd have a great relationship with the schools, and if a young person had a difficulty and they needed to be assessed psychologically or that, the waiting list was kind of years long, whereas with SASI, the assessment is done within 1 or 2 weeks. They allocate an experienced counsellor, and the counsellor can work with the young person and with the mother and father, brothers and sisters. So that's the best bit of news. So we would also have great relationships with the HSE, Drug Treatment Services, and with all the rehab programmes in Dublin and throughout Ireland. So we'd really help you get a referral if you want to go in. There's two kind of programs. One would be a stabilization program, where you'd go in, spend a number of weeks or months there, and then you'd come back into the community, and then hopefully make your new habits stay, and then you'd go back and you'd do a rehab program, which again would be residential. And then when you come out, then you're leaving the building with certain issues, but you're leaving it drug free. And then whether you come onto our structured programs or not, there's always counselling and support available.
And Declan, you know, I know this is a very unfortunate, it's a terrible situation for any young person, and indeed, maybe in a lot of cases, more so for the families of the young people who are involved in it. And with that in mind, maybe there is a possibility that the first time the family becomes aware of any drug issues with their child is when they're arrested by the Gardaí. And with that in mind, have you been able to liaise with, and are the Gardaí liaising with you in relation to the programme?
That's it, yeah. So when the programme is set up, there will be a community liaison, Garda officer for the area. And that person would have been on our management committee. He retired recently, and all our services are open face-to-face, but our management committee meetings now are Zoom. So the Gardaí have appointed a new Garda to take up that role. So likewise, we're here that long, we would get referrals from not only solicitors, but from the prison services, and we've been good at getting the name out there. So, and believe it or not, during COVID, the levels of referrals have gone up. So we'd always get referrals from local doctors who might now believe that the person has a serious problem. We're now getting referrals from the hospitals, and we even get referrals from the psychiatric services as well. So we'd be totally aware that we do our best, but we would be aware of all the different services that are out there. And
yeah, and it sounds, Declan, from what you're saying there, that far from decreasing, that the workload is actually increasing for you, because, I mean, if you've got referrals coming at you from all those various sectors and sections of society, it would seem that the problem is on the increase as opposed to being on the decrease. So, I mean, that prompts me to ask you to ask two questions. Without your services, I would imagine that the situation would be absolutely out of control. And the other thing then is, if there is an increase like it sounds that there is, what's the chances of you getting extra resources to deal with the increased demand?
That's it, yeah. So we get funding from the Department of Social Protection and the Health Services Executive. Would we say it's enough? I'm not sure. Everything will be completely confidential. We'd only ever reveal somebody's identity if the person themselves wanted us to. But we do keep records, on a specially designed system, which wouldn't have people's names on. But it clearly shows, like we say, for last year, 198 people got counselling for free, and confidential now from us. So the two structured programs is there's a morning program, and again I've no problem with it. The government, when Pat Carey was the minister, said that programs like us couldn't just be drug only, that people with alcohol issues have to be able to avail of these services. And we would have been probably doing that anyway. But so we've a morning rehabilitation program where adults with drug or alcohol problems can sign up to a structured program. And then the Reach Out project, we're honest enough to admit that there's a project in Ballymun called Boxing Clever, which showed that young people, as well as getting counselling and person support, that if you have an emphasis on fitness, that helps matters. So the Reach Out project was set up. Lots of outdoor activity, lots of gym activity. Yes, without any shadow of a doubt, we've made a difference. And then, as I say, a few years ago, we won an award for being the best educational adult educational program in Dublin. And this year, we've won the Lotto Community Good Causes Award, which so far resulted in us getting €1,000, and we're in the pipeline possibly getting more. And then what we've found down through the years is that creativity, I do get very jealous of some of the people who are on our programs, their artwork. Because no matter how I try, my art is really brutal. And yet their artwork is incredibly good. So down through the years, we've had art exhibitions. We've had community murals, one in 2016. And we've two now in Kilbarrick Dart Station. And we've discovered that, particularly on the Reach Out programme, that some of the lads are absolutely brilliant in script writing. So we've, in the last few years, produced films that have won awards, and films that are in the pipeline now to win more awards. And this has all come from the young people's creativity and their honesty and their commitment, completely blown us away.
Declan, with that in mind, and it's just listening to you there, and I mean, anybody listening can be feel the passion in your voice for what you're doing down there. But you know, you're saying you're so long in existence and the work you've done over the years and continue to do, and it's just struck me when you were talking there about different aspects of what you do, have any of the people who have gone through the course maybe a couple of years ago return to you in a different role, maybe as a mentor or as somebody to be held up as a role model for the, we'll say, the new people coming onto the programme? You know, sort of a look, I was sitting where you were sitting one time, and because of this, and this is what I did, and so on and so forth, I broke the cycle, and now I'm doing this, and you can do the same type of kind of sort of thing?
So, people that were on the programme have gone on to work in managerial roles in the caring profession. So that's absolutely fantastic. So we would regularly bring people in who have really bettered down their recovery and to me are inspiring speakers. I'm thinking of different people that have come in and given talks and that, but it would just happen that they weren't necessarily from the area, because people's privacy and that. So certain people in the community are only too delighted to say, I've been through that, I've come out the other end. But loads of people would say, I prefer not to talk about it. I'm happy where I am now. But so yes, there would be examples of people in the community, it'd be a small part of our programme. Put that out there. It wouldn't be a central part.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's quite understandable too why people would not want maybe to revisit that part of their life and draw a line under it, and they have moved on. So that as far as they're concerned, that's it. You know, no, I'm. There are shining examples everywhere of people who have taken the wrong road, and there was a good hand put on them somewhere along the line, and they were put back on track, and they will come back and tell their stories. And I mean, there's plenty of examples of that. Declan, for people listening this morning who want to avail of the programme, how do they do it?
So, with the COVID, what we're doing is we're managing it. We're some projects are doing Zoom. We're not good at Zoom. So there's a telephone number, 085-8066-827. So that's 085-8066-827. And if anybody rings that, our services kick in immediately. So some people say, I don't want a structured programme, but I'd love to avail of counselling. So that's put in place. Some people say, I'm not ready for counselling, but I'd love a bit of support. So that's put into place. And then some people say, I've charges pending, or I've serious medical issues, or I want help getting a medical card. All of that we would do.
And once again, Declan, before we part company this morning, how do people get in touch with you?
The best way, well, the landline is 01-83-24516, but we operate a mobile as well, 085-8066-827. And then, well, right beside the car park for the Central Supermarket and the Labour Exchange and the HSE, so most people from the area would be aware of us. And they can, even in COVID, we're operating an open door policy. If you call in, we'd be delighted to see you and help you from the word go.
Yeah, and I mean, there is a, just before we go, actually, Declan, just tell me a little bit about the Get the Message Out campaign, which is going on at the moment. That's an initiative, I think, between yourselves and the Northside Partnership.
That's it, yeah. Different organisations, all affiliated with the Northside Partnership, are putting out the message that these services are still here. So we would have experience of people who are doing really, really well, kind of relapsing with their clothes down and the anxiety they're experiencing, getting in touch. And we'd also, people that were totally unaware of coming forward, you know, anxiety, depression, and the way they were dealing with it, was taking drugs. So ourselves, Edith, the Dale Centre, have done this publicity campaign saying, oh, please get in touch, we're here for you if you need us.
Well, all I can say, Declan, is to thank you and your team down there on behalf of everybody you've helped, and indeed of the great work you're doing for the community, because they said, we'll never know how many lives you saved, and people who have been turned around and put back on a happier path in life. Can I thank you? And also, by the way, can I thank Sarah Clossy for organising this interview for us this morning. Declan Byrne from the Kilbarrick Coast Community Programme. Declan, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, thank you very much.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.